HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
India is a natural ally for the G7 and its partners, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said. Modi highlighted India's civilizational commitment to democracy, freedom of thought and liberty. He was a lead speaker in the outreach session on open societies and open economies at the G7 summit. Modi's views were appreciated by other leaders, an official said. India will remain engaged with G7 and its partners on major global issues, officials said. Two hospitals in Delhi will start administering the Sputnik V COVID-19 vaccine to people by the end of this week. Apollo Hospitals and Madhukar Rainbow Children's Hospital roll out the vaccine. The centre has fixed the price of the vaccine at 1,145 rupees per dose. The vaccine is currently being distributed in India by Dr. Reddy's Laboratories. Dr. Reddy Lab signed a pact with the Russian Direct Investment Fund. It globally markets the COVID-19 vaccine developed by Russia's Gamaleya Institute. The Narendra Modi government's legislative agenda is set to be busy for the monsoon session. It is set to begin in July. There are more than 40 bills and 5 ordinances pending before Parliament. A bill to designate major airports and proposed laws for the welfare of parents and senior citizens are some of the pending bills. So are those for strengthening the child protection system and setting up of an interstate river water dispute redressal committee. Israel's parliament has narrowly voted in favor of a new coalition government. It has ended Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's historic 12-year rule. Naftali Bennett becomes prime minister, presiding over a diverse and fragile coalition comprised of 8 parties with deep ideological differences. He is a former ally of Netanyahu turned bitter rival. Netanyahu will hold the post of opposition leader. The government plans to bring in a clutch of anchor investors to invest up to 25,000 crore in the shares of LIC in its planned mega IPO. LIC will also undergo a change in its board structure and adopt new accounting norms before the IPO. Officials said they will invite anchor investors after the embedded valuation exercise is done and the pricing for the IPO is ready. There may be more than 24 anchor investors in LIC's IPO, they said.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.